Om Shanti. Good afternoon. As announced in the morning, we're going to have an interview on renunciation with royalty, finding the balance. What rather say a divine match between, on one side, India, represented by our sweet senior brother, Brijmohan Bhai, over 60 years in knowledge. I would say one of the pillars of the university. Charismatic, humorous and diplomatic, he's also one of the spokespersons of the Brahma Kumaris and is the editor of the monthly magazine Purity. He is currently based in New Delhi. On the other side, we have the United States of America, represented by Brother Eric. Brother Eric, over 30 years in knowledge, and I would say representing the younger generation. Very energetic, all-rounded soul. He's also connected with the Brahma Kumaris United Nations World. And he's based in New York. So let's see what happens when the East meets the West, when New Delhi meets New York. So Brother Eric, I toss on the ball to you. Let's, not the match, but the magic begins. Thank you.
Great. Om Shanti. And this is not going to be some sort of a contest, actually. It's going to be more of a chance to talk about the topic that we were given. And the topic that I was given, actually I was given a couple ones, simplicity and renunciation. And it turns out that what we've been asked to share, actually what you were going to talk about, is renunciation and... I have it written down here. What was the topic again? Renunciation and royalty. Okay, keeping the balance. So somehow we will start with that, and then we will move on as the conversation takes us. And I've been given lots of good advice about what I should say and how I should do it. And I think most of the words I'd like to use are done. And so, Brother Brijmohan, what is in your mind about this lovely topic of renunciation and royalty, keeping the balance?
Om Shanti. My first request is, please ask simple questions.
Simple questions. Okay. How are you today?
How are you?
I'm very happy to be next to you.
Okay. So both are in the same boat.
Okay. Yep.
So number one is, first of all, I want to greet all the brothers and sisters on whose behalf you are asking me questions.
On whose behalf?
Yes.
Okay.
Good number question. Two, all of them know all the answers already.
That's quite a group.
So I am wondering whether this interview is needed, and I want to tell you one story to all of them.
I would love to hear a story, a long story.
It relates to the topic.
That's great.
And Baba has said in many Muralis, topic does not matter, your stage should be top class. And secondly, you give any topic to the dadis, you will never find them, they will talk on everything except the topic.
Acha.
Okay. So since I am their ardent follower, I am also going to be there.
You are going to renounce the topic.
Right.
Royally. Excellent.
So now the story. You know, in the mosque, they have got a mullah who renders sermons on every Friday. So they had a permanent person. He went on leave for 2-3 months. So they hired a temporary one and paid him good money. So first Friday he came to the gathering. And he asked, do you know what I am going to say? They said, no. He said, He said, if you don't know, then what is the good of my speaking? Amen. And he went away. The employers thought he is cheating on us. They said, let us wait for next Friday. So, next Friday, just as Baba says, your first and last question will be the same. Who am I? So, he again asked the same question. Do you know what I am going to say? So, they had all got wiser. They said, yes. Then he said, if you already know, what is the purpose of my speaking? Amen. He again went away. Third Friday, again he came, asked the same question. Now they had become wiser. So half of them said yes, half of them said no. He said, those who know tell others. Amen. So like that it is. Okay.
It's okay. So do all of you know what we're going to talk about?
Okay.
Oh,
so what was
that? Was it?
What
oh,
was
okay.
to be announced?
I thought it would be longer. Well, I've got a couple questions, but they were not elicited from the audience, so maybe we'll have some of that at the end. But renunciation and royalty, I was just being whispered into my ear that sometimes the BKs look renunciate more than royal. And so how can we as individuals in an organization become such that people would want to actually put more energy into becoming a royal Brahma Kumar or Kumari?
I see. My first clarification I seek is, why we call questions as couple of questions? Are they in couples or what?
I guess we meet lots of different people, so if it's a multi-tiered answer, that would be great.
You mean to say all the problems arise in couples?
No.
Like royalty and renunciation?
I didn't know I said that.
Okay. That's... You, to my mind,
yes.
It occurs to me instantly that begging is not royal. Any form of begging in a royal way, or begging is begging, and begging does not permit a person to be sovereign, to be master of everything. So, Baba says, each one of us is royal. And the first condition is, you should not beg. In any form, not even beg from Baba. Now, a renunciate doesn't require much, so he doesn't need to beg. So therefore, to be royal, one has to be renunciate. If they have any further sub-questions, they can ask me.
Okay. So does...
I can again tell a story if you want.
Yes, I would like that.
There was a king. He was naturally rich. Because some stories start with, once upon a time there was a king and he was poor. Not that way. So he was approaching last years of his life. So some saint suggested, why don't you distribute your wealth to your subjects? He decided, and he made bags full of his wealth and invited the subjects that every day from 10 o'clock to 1, they will queue up and he will distribute that wealth. Okay? So royal. Doing charity during his lifetime. So there were long queue, and there was a beggar also in the queue at the end. So when beggar's turn came, he gave his turn to the next man and again joined the queue. 2-3 times he did that, and it became wild, and media started giving headlines to that beggar, and that there is such a person. And king felt jealous. look, I am distributing my wealth and this person is gaining all the media publicity. So he called that beggar and said, you can have 2 bags, 3 bags, but what are you doing all this? He said, sir, I was at the end of the queue and I was watching you. Whenever you gave a bag to anyone, there was a smile on your face, you were very joyful. So I was noting it repeatedly. I thought, I have nothing to give. So I also want this happiness. So I started giving my turn. And so I became happy. So there is a lot of it for them to ponder.
Yes.
In their spare time.
Okay.
Okay.
So ponder giving. Because you will be getting gifts tonight. So maybe you can make others happy too. The gift ceremony is right over there. I don't think you and I are giving them out, though.
Normally people ask, will I also get? I am not going to ask that.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Now, going further.
Yeah.
All our subjects are enabling us to give only. When you light a candle by another candle, it loses nothing and it can light many candles. So you can give without any loss to yourself. Achha, divine virtues. There is a fragrant rose flower. You smell it. Does it lose its fragrance? No. It just gives you fragrance. Go to a rose garden. Inhale as much as you can, but the rose won't lose its fragrance. So this is the beauty of giving. Knowledge is our first subject. And we know knowledge grows by giving. Yoga, you get power. And yoga does wonders. It's a magic word. And your own yoga improves as you give yoga. This yoga topic is such that we can talk whole night on this question and answer. Divine qualities I have already told you. Then service. So service, one gets best, most maximum joy in serving because you are giving. If I come to your residence, what will you do? You will say, brother, have cashews, pistachio, this and that. I will say, no, it's okay. You will be forcing on me and I will be hesitating. Why? Because you are giving, you are happy. I am on the receiving end.
Gotcha.
Now you reverse the situation. You come to my house, I will do the same. And to make it very easy, supposing you have to give only 10 notes of your own currency to someone, how your hand will be placed? You are giving 10 notes of your currency to someone. Please try to do it because it is interactive session. So how your hand will be positioned if you are going to give, say, 10 Indian rupees to someone? Please do that. It will help you in your arms also.
There's a request for you to give rupees to each other right now.
It's only virtual. You are not actually giving. Just give. So your hand will be placed like this. Okay? And supposing you have to get 100 from someone, then when your hand will be placed. Now, is this royalty or renunciation? Royalty. So this speaks for itself. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
A little curious, if I can interject in the stories. You had mentioned that when you are not begging,
that you become automatically royal.
Right.
So is royal something natural that we all have?
You see, royalty is in our sanskars.
Okay.
That is, human nature is royalty, original nature. And you know, begging only comes at the bottom stage, when you lose your royalty. So therefore, royalty means not running after anything, not seeking anything. It will run after you. Normally, there is a classic example they always give. If you chase your shadow, it will be always ahead of you. If you turn your back, it will follow you.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the thing, it applies to whole of our life. There are many, many subtle ways, royal ways of losing royalty. You see? For example, I make a speech and someone says, "You made an excellent speech." I feel very joyed. I said, no, I did not make such nice, so that he says again. You see, this is
a very nice speech.
Royal way of seeking praise. So always it is possible. And then, if we go further, everything that an ordinary person seeks has its antonym.
Has its what?
Antonym, the other alternative word. Now, that there is a book called Beyond Greatness, you know. So one person came last time, he was Trinidad former Prime Minister. He asked me, "What is beyond greatness?" So I am going to answer for the benefit of all.
Great.
So it is related to the subject.
Excellent.
I have not yet gone out of the topic.
No.
Okay. So, you will find, if I seek peace, it means what? I don't have peace. If I say, yoga starts at 5 o'clock in the morning, I am going to have yoga, it means that I did not have yoga. Then we say, yoga will finish at 6 o'clock. It means I disconnect myself at 6 o'clock. So all these things lead to what? Our losing the thread and then seeking. We say, "Sister, have another intensive meditation session. That was very good." So therefore, if I seek love, I don't have. And there is an opposite also, hatred. If I seek peace, I am not having, and the opposite is also absence of peace. All those things, happiness I seek, well, there is possibility of unhappiness. So these are like begging and royalty and like that, renunciation and royalty, both are. Okay. Now there is something that is original nature of the soul, and that is bliss. Bliss. Bliss has no antonym. It is above. So therefore, if I am in my blissful state, then there is detail, bliss is by balance, bliss is by blessing and so on. But basic thing is, bliss is above these things, beyond greatness. So therefore, if I remain in blissful state, then I will never come down to lose my royalty, and my state itself will naturally continue by royalty. Happiness is still a little lower. Now, may I ask a question?
Would you like to ask a question?
No, sorry, it is not my turn.
No, you can ask all the questions. I hope you know the answer too.
Okay. Because these days, question is answered by question many times.
That's right.
I meet you, I say, how are you? You say, how are you? So both are questions.
Yeah.
Because both know we are ailing. Because only a patient is asked, how are you? The whole world is ailing, so we ask like that. Anyhow, so the idea is, Baba's children have different dimension of everything. And that is, what is success? People will say, gain is success, profit is success, praise is success. But Baba says, equanimity. Equanimity in gain and loss, insult and praise, victory and defeat is success. So it's a different thing.
Both of those are success.
Yes. So therefore, to have this equanimity, you have to be above.
So the idea of balance isn't involved at all. The idea of balance isn't necessary. It
balance
is to be
automatically kept.
Okay.
One has to make effort to have balance,
mm-hmm.
because first one feels I am in imbalance.
Okay.
Why think of that and reach that state? When you are very joyful and happy, say someone accidentally strikes against you and says sorry. What is your reply? No, nothing, it's okay, because you are joyful. Supposing you are very sad and the same fellow strikes and says sorry, then your reply is the same or different?
Different.
We will say, you can't see such a big person, it is daylight, and so on. So therefore, never allow that stage to reach, so that you have to make effort. That is the best. So yesterday I was in some place and somebody was talking about a very nice and useful thing. That person said that a person proficient in any field is called a magnet. Business magnet, insurance magnet, and so on. A magnet attracts. Okay? Now, if we want to be magnet, just as Dadi Janki is a magnet, Dadi Gulzar is a magnet, just announce in the morning class that in the evening will be Dadi Gulzar's class. Everybody will clap, although she is not present. Even those who have come for the first time will also clap. So therefore, if magnet attracts, if we want to become a magnet, then we have not to be attracted by anything. If I am being attracted, it means another thing is a magnet. So I am being attracted. Therefore, Baba says that any type of attraction makes you lose your royalty. The one who is royal is royal and is in a position to help others. And if I seek help, it means I am not naturally royal.
Okay.
I am making up, trying to be royal, look like a royal person.
Yeah. And that kind of puts our relationship with Baba into a different position, that we're not looking, we're not begging, we're not asking, and we're not even attracted to what might be there. We're, how would you say, just looking to be empowered in our yoga? Because if we are a magnet, if we are blissful, then we are coming and sharing our qualities in meditation and yoga?
With whom?
Well, with Baba. Okay, because a lot of times I'm going to speak...
You share only, either you are equal, so... Or more or less. But how can we share with the ocean,
okay,
my glass of water?
But if we are in a blissful magnet stage, what do we need? And so what kind of a relationship should we have?
The main thing is, we were all royal at some point of time or not. We were all royal. Ask them, they were also all royal.
Were you all royal at one time?
We belong to the royal family.
Very good.
Of the deities?
Yes, true.
Okay.
You believe
it? Yes.
Okay. Very good. All right.
And the only thing is we have forgotten that and we are in this situation. So therefore, to be in royal state, you don't have to wear diamond-studded clothes. The topic is simple. So therefore, it is as simple as that. So long as we remain in the consciousness of that royal state, naturally, you will act like that. But when we forget, then whatever is our state, we will act accordingly. This is the thing. So basic thing is to continuously keep in remembrance of that. And then we have yoga with Baba. Baba is always, never forgets. And we forget. So we want to be like Baba. So we have not to forget. You know, truth is of two types. Actually of three types. But it will take a long time. So let us say two types.
Two types.
Yes. One is absolute truth, perfect truth. No change. And that is Baba. Second is truth. But it moves in a cyclic fashion and again comes back to truth. And it moves forwards clockwise. So we know, because we come into action, we wear costume, we have to act. So therefore, absolute truth, when a seed is a seed, is not sown in the soil and doesn't sprout. But that is also beautiful, that you have some potential and you just keep that potential only. So you come forward. So we take bodies in the royal era. Okay. Then it is also the natural law that if you do that, then you have to pass through stages. Like day and night. There is no day and night in the subtle region. No day and night in the Paramdham. So, but here there is day and night. So if Baba says you become Nindrajit, overcome sleep, if you live in this world, you can't do that. You will say, I'm tired, it is night. But if you live there, the question does not arise. So similarly, in whichever era, in whichever time is our consciousness, we will behave naturally according to that. Even this is natural in this context. That is nice for us. So therefore, our truth is, in whatever state we want, you want to be very peaceful. Nobody should disturb you. Where should you land yourself? Where? There, okay. You want some movement but not much disturbance, no talk. Because Baba says talking is a faculty of the human beings. But you have this faculty, but how much you should use it? Anything you use less, you have the stock. So deities had the mouth, but they didn't talk much. Most of the things by thoughts, by gestures. And today, what is our ratio of yoga between thoughts and speech and actions? So many thoughts, so much speech, so little action. So this is the imbalance. Now see, small children, they hardly talk. They also get their work done. Animals, they don't have even language, but they do some type of their own speaking. But they fast their whole life and there is no problem. Fish never talk. There is some method of communication. So therefore, in whichever region we take our consciousness, we will be like that. And Baba said to be all-rounder, because I am not alone. I may be trying to be in Paramdham and you may like to be in New York, you say New Delhi, come down. So naturally, this. So therefore, I have to decide in which period of time I want to be. And if it is an adverse period, I have to be forewarned is forearmed. I have to be cautious. Finish.
Okay. So royalty is our natural state, but if we keep ourselves in that above blissful state, we just need to come down to say what we need to. And
yes,
then
yes,
we will have good health and long life.
Yes. In many Murlis, Baba has said, instead of sitting here in this pool of gravity in this world, better you be there and come down like a bird and be there. Then?
Sounds good. Okay.
So, are we all birds?
I see a few, not all of them. But
if you want to have flying state, you can't be a quadruped, you have to be a bird.
Achcha.
Yeah.
I heard a nice description about human beings one time that, and just like there are animals in the ocean that crawl along the bottom, like a lobster, that human beings are animals of the sky, but we just live on the bottom of the sky.
Right. So human beings can, like water. Water is a solid, water is a liquid, water is a gas also. So similarly, a human being, when it gets into body, it becomes solid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And when it is flexible, it is liquid. And when it flies, it becomes gas. But if it is angry, then becomes hot gas.
Hot gas.
Yeah, like that.
Very good. Achcha. Wanted to guide this a little because you have a perspective that many of us here do not. And that might be how you might have seen Brahma Baba in his stage of royalty and renunciation. Are there any experiences or impacts that have affected your Brahmin life that you might share with us at this time?
You see, if a person is powerful, and he plays with weak as weak, that is one thing. And if you are really weak, then you are weak. Renunciation word means I have voluntarily renounced certain things. So Brahma Baba, a jeweler. Now Brahma Baba has taken this role of serving. The royalty remains. The royalty remains, and that royalty is reflected in everything. So royalty, just as Baba says, in confluence, you have more joy than in golden age. Although that is also royalty. This is different type of royalty. Royalty of renunciation. That is a royalty of possession. So, because that limits you. So renunciation means independence. Actual independence or freedom, if anybody wants to experience, one has to be renunciate. As soon as you get directly, indirectly, subtly attached to something, even your good qualities, you become slave of that. So Brahma Baba, we saw, in every action of Baba, although he is no more a jeweler, but he is a jeweler of Gyan gems. So we saw, you know Brahma Baba's toilet in Panda Bhavan, there was a jute cloth, so four bamboos fixed, and a jute cloth placed around there, that was Brahma Baba's toilet. Do you think whenever Brahma Baba will go there, he thinks, I am a beggar or I am a renunciate? No. He has royalty and he is voluntarily doing this so that he is able to spare everything for people. Brahma Baba always lived in the old house. It used to seep the rainfall and all that. And new buildings Baba made, it is for children only. I am old, I am long boot. So So much so, Brahma Bhava left the body itself to give birth to double foreigners. How will I travel to every country and all that? And he also created double foreigners in their countries who served, and they need not, there is a recent Murli that you don't have to have passports and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So I have given you a few births over there so that you are doing the service. So this is the subtlety.
Achcha.
Oh. Brahma Baba, some sisters will knit a good sweater and bring to Brahma Baba, Baba, wear it. So for once Baba will wear it and never seen again. Baba says, if I change my dress in trance visions, people will see different faces of mine. So like that.
There you go, confused.
So he went so subtle. That's the thing.
Yeah, that was,
and we have learned from Baba.
That's true.
Actually, let me give another example. Not story, example.
No, just example.
Okay. Are they enjoying or feeling bored?
I don't know. They're kind of quiet, but because they were told to
so
be silent,
silent,
so they are the embodiment
so
of what you're saying.
At least now they are awake.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
good,
that's
good.
Good. A round of applause. You know?
We all know what is buttermilk.
Buttermilk.
Buttermilk. Achha. If you churn the buttermilk, then what happens?
If you churn the buttermilk?
Churn, huh? What happens?
You get butter?
Butter floats.
Butter floats.
And it looks heavier than liquid, but it floats. It is lighter.
Okay.
Okay? You have churned it, now it is floating. It was in the buttermilk before that. Just a soul is in my body, unless it is separated, if you pinch here, it will feel.
Achcha.
Now, you try to mix a little bit of buttermilk back into butter into buttermilk. Is it possible?
If you take
a bit of that butter and try to mix it back into the buttermilk, is it possible?
They say no.
Possible? They are saying yes
they're
or say, no?
No, they're saying no.
Otherwise, I am going to say ameen and go.
Oh. Okay.
Yes or no?
They say no. I haven't churned butter recently.
So this is renunciation or spirituality or simplicity. Once you have churned and you have now, actually you have started feeling, this is my body, I am soul. You cannot at all, even if you try, go back into the old thing. So therefore, Baba says, any children who take diversion, deviation, even temporarily go out, that will remain in them, they will come back.
Achcha.
Because they have become butter.
Mm-hmm.
So for us also, once you enjoy, you have tasted voluntary renunciation and the royalty and the mastery and the upper hand in that, you will never like to go lower.
Yeah.
That's the idea. This we saw in Brahma Baba.
Achcha.
Same with the mother. They were so royal. Once Brahma Baba got some bodily ailment, went to Bombay in a hospital. And when Brahma Baba was to leave that hospital, Baba got apples, so many apples, that each patient has to be given an apple, his doctor has to be given an apple. What has it to do with his ailment? It's royalty. Baba has come. Achha. I will tell you another instance. Are they ready to listen?
I am.
Achha. You are. So let us go out and talk to each other.
They can stay here.
You know, whenever didis come, dadis come to a city, when they are leaving, so all the brothers and sisters give some material for the yagya to use. So Didi Manmohini had come to Delhi and naturally she was to go back. And lot of luggage etc. was there. So one brother was sent in advance. to book that luggage in the luggage compartment. Something was to be kept valuable in Didi's room. So Didi came last of all, just 5-10 minutes before the train was to depart. Some brothers, sisters were there, I was also there. So Didi entered the compartment. The brother who had brought the luggage, he was settling payment with the porter at a distance. Porter had gone and he was paying him money. Porter was about to go. Now the porter saw, this is a big lady, so many people. He started shouting with that brother, no, no, no. So Didi saw, in those days 100 rupees meant 10,000. She just gave a 100 rupee note to me, go and give it to him. He went away. I asked Didi, Didi, he was just going away. She said, I know. But she gave. This is royalty. You see? Another instance. One person had rented his house in Delhi to our center. So he had two houses. He was telling the central people to vacate it for some reason or the other. So in those days it was difficult to rent a house in that area. So we were telling him that there is a contract and all that. Suddenly Didi came to Delhi. He came to meet her with his wife. He said, Didi, I want my house to be vacated. Didi called me and said, you vacate his house. I said, Didi, 100 students are there, no house is available in the vicinity, and I know this person has another house, he is only making. Didi said, you vacate it. I told him that as soon as we get, we will. When he went away, I asked Didi, this is, so many students are taking gyan, there is no other. Didi said, he has come to the Supreme Court. He could shout, he could make noise. So give him, I said, but how we will get a house? Didi said, you will get. And that is the first place where we got land from the government and built a house of our own. Didi's blessing. This is greatness, royalty. Just in golden age, just think and it happens. Today, we think so much, it doesn't happen. Why? We have lost royalty. We have lost command over everything. That is the thing.
Okay.
Another thing, Dadi Prakashmani came to ORC when it was just a desert and bushes. The road leading to that was very uneven, village road. So just I was passing, Dadi said, Brij Mohan, why don't you get this road made as if it is my dad's property? I said, yes, Dadi. I knew their power. I said, yes, Dadi. And I started thinking to contact the MLA, MP of that area. I will contact him, this and that. After 15 days, I came and the road was being constructed. I was most surprised how it is. They had decided to make it a state highway and the government has started. This is the power.
Was that your power?
No.
Oh.
Baba's power. Similarly, I tell you, once I went to London, long back, and they used to have class in some club in the morning, and the counter they used to give tollies. While I was passing, I just casually saw a godown type of thing there. And I asked a brother, what is this godown for? He said, this is some abandoned godown. Many years later, I learned that godown is now our center. See, I got just that awakening, something had happened here.
Okay.
So this is like that.
So when you were there, you saw the land that now is the center.
Yes.
What do you see now?
The center.
Center.
Yes.
Good.
So basic thing is, the more we think less, the more we remain in our royalty, things will automatically take shape. Because we lost our royalty, we had to search, reach. Even the sannyasis, they used to get their food in their caves. Now they have to come to the cities and organize, think, I should keep money, what will happen to me if all my disciples are like that. There they never. That is what you call confidence. It comes by loyalty. A confident doctor, surgeon, you will find he will get lot of patients. They know he is a confidence. He doesn't have to go after the patients. This is simple. And it is like a magnet. You start getting attracted to any, not getting, you will pull. And as soon as you start getting pulled, your magnetic capacity will be gone. Like the Aladdin's false lamp, looking very beautiful, and Aladdin's real lamp, that had the power to bring out the genie. Like that. Okay.
Very good.
Now second question.
Second question.
Yes.
Yeah, I only had one, so...
You can choose.
We can choose. We're kind of short on time, and I know that there's going to be gifts. And I do want to bring up something that's kind of eternally important. I'm holding here a copy of the Purity magazine, which all of you are going to subscribe to, I'm sure.
Yes, you do my promotion.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to get a plug. But I'm just looking at the font on this, and that's the way the letters are. And I wanted you to see just how royalty and renunciation look in reality, okay? Because if you are interested in becoming a deity and following Brahma Baba's footsteps and having more royalty in your life, one of the key ways to do that, I'm sure, is to subscribe to the Purity magazine. Because if you think that you have learned something or been inspired or remembered something today, monthly you can have that opportunity at home in the comfort of your well-being by subscribing to the Purity magazine.
This is what most people do at the end.
There we go.
Supposing I don't have a car to go to Gansarovar, I'm Gansarovar, to Pandav Bhavan, and I know this brother has a car, I will talk to everyone and talk little more to him, so that later on I say, brother, take me to Pandav.
There you go. Okay.
But as the formula I have told you, it works the reverse.
Achha.
Tell them never to subscribe to Purity.
Okay.
You will say how it works. Earlier, when the people collected for a photograph, they said smile. These that you say, don't smile. It will work better.
Achha. Yeah. There you go. So, don't be royal.
Yes.
There you go. That's the message today. Don't be royal.
It is interpreted as don't be a royal beggar.
Don't be a royal beggar. Sorry. I forgot a word. So, I think if there's just a minute or two, is there anything that is in your mind that you would like to comment, share, or ask before you have the great chance to be treated royally by the sisters who were going to organize and share the gifts? And I don't know if they wanted to come out at this time to give you how to be a royal renunciate when you come up on stage, if there are directions for that or not. The third truth? Well, I know in the United States we have fake truth now, but I wasn't sure if that's the truth that you were thinking of. The third truth?
These are the days of post-truth.
Post-truth.
That is the latest word in the Oxford Dictionary of
Wonderful.
The year.
Achha. Post-truth.
Post-truth.
Achha. And that means that after truth we kind of changed it?
No. There is a definition that these days the world does not go by truth or facts and those things.
Uh-huh.
It just goes by emotions and temporary.
Okay.
That is, and it is being debated all over.
So we're living in a world of post-truth. We don't need the truth anymore. It is irrelevant. Just what you feel.
No,
and I
if
feel
a person
good.
Wants to come on stage,
yeah.
We have a method.
That's
we
right.
say, if she is a sister or a brother, come to the stage, walking like Sri Lakshmi. Or come to the stage walking like Sri Narayan.
Achcha.
You will see the royalty coming, just coming here.
Should we ask for someone?
Yes. Anyone okay. can
has,
do
has
it.
Has anyone
offering to do it?
Discovered in their life of post-truth how to come to the stage as Lakshmi or Narayan? Yes. I think that's a great idea, that when you come for your gifts, if you feel that you need a gift, you would come in your royal stage as Lakshmi Narayan. And obviously,
no,
from what we've heard...
Oh, no. Lakshmi Narayan will never come for a gift.
They will never come for a gift. So, send the gifts back. And
their people come easy. To them with
That's
gifts.
A great way to introduce the gifts. Yes. Lakshmi Narayan would never come for these things.
Yes.
But come if you feel that you need it. Mm. That's brilliant. You can have the same shawl every year.
Gifts are always showered. Now if you tell anyone to come as a hunchback with a stick, they will come.
Okay.
Anyone come as a sannyasi, they will come.
Achha.
Any posture, they will come. But if you tell them to come as Sri Lakshmi or Narayan, they will think and they have to emerge those thoughts and be totally out of body consciousness. Only then it can happen.
And when they are body conscious, as Lakshmi and Narayan, they will realize they need nothing and they won't come up anyway. So no one can approach the stage as Lakshmi and Narayan for a gift.
No, it's possible.
Oh, okay.
In this confluence, you can have any posture, just bring that stage, you will do. As a yogi, you come. Tell them to come as a Raj Yogi. See how they will be more concentrated than even a thief. But they will be very concentrated, yes, so that everyone notices that I am walking in yoga. That is the best part of yoga to teach. You know, we take yoga walk, all those things, only for this purpose.
Okay. Well, oftentimes, I don't know how they're going to do it tonight, but they come country-wise. But I think you've inspired that we'll have the hunchbacks come first, and then we'll have the sannyasis come.
But
then we'll have
is,
the thieves come.
This request is not for a nation.
Oh, well, you scratch that. That wasn't right. We'll do something
this
else.
This is not for a natural.
Very good. I think we've reached the end of our conversation.
Okay.
We're renouncing any more talk.
Signal has come.
Yeah, that's right. Very good. Thank you, Brother Bridge Bohan.
This we do when we have a blood donation camp. First we do it, then we ask them to donate blood. Okay.
So thank you very much, Brother Bridge Mohan Bhai. A big round of applause for giving us this special gift before the gift ceremony.